The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private. Trust Ireland's leading private hospitals with locations nationwide, including Dublin, Cork and Limerick.
This is News Talk.
Cutting, colouring and styling of hair has proven to be one of the big obsessions this year. So why is our hair so important and how are salons existing in lockdown? I'm joined now by an Irish hairdressing icon, the patron of the award-winning salon Patrick Gilday in Letterkenny. Patrick, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat. We're here again.
Here again. Now, during the first lockdown, we spoke and it appeared that everyone had become acutely aware of the importance of hair. It keeps growing, no matter about lockdowns and viruses and all the rest. And sometimes if you've got coloured hair, you're beginning to see the original at the roots. And that became a problem.
It was amazing during lockdown the last time. How much an emphasis and how important that people valued their hairdresser and valued their whole hair colouring experience. And around that there was, we had to change tact with that. And what we did is we put together, it was like a home kit, which a few other salons did as well. And it was giving people a kind of temporarily service that they could do at home in the safety and understand that the product that they were using, that they felt safe, rather than creating all the hard work of having their hair nicely coloured, nicely conditioned, and then breaking it all down and damaging their hair. So they found an outreach to their salons, and it's something that a lot of the salons have connected to and are preparing even for this second run around with lockdown as well.
Now, some of the salons will say, oh, I wouldn't do anything like that because these are very complex chemicals and, you know, ordinary people might do themselves harm.
Yeah, well, what the salons are doing, when you're talking to a number of salons, is they're keeping that very, very much in mind. You're not going to give something to somebody that's going to cause damage. There is products on the market that are available which can be used, and with salons that have their existing database, they can get something that can be easily applied, non-chemical, and it's something that's just designed just to soften, tone the grey for a period of time and guide them over until they get back to the salon visit again. So you take away that apprehension and that fear by recommending something that's not going to be over-invasive.
With now, the reason people Patrick, I was going to ask you about why people feel the hair style is important. I mean, a lot of fellas take the opportunity of lockdown to grow a beard because they're too lazy to shave. Mm-hmm. But women, they look in the mirror in the morning and hair is important.
It's very powerful. You know, it is a difference. You know, as somebody said to me one time, you know, it doesn't matter if you get up and you have very little hair, you have a medium amount of hair, you have a lot. But, you know, one of the first rituals in the morning, should you be going to the farm or should you be going to the office, is one of the one to three things that you'll do is you'll comb your hair and you'll style it to start your day. So it doesn't matter where you're at in your life, your hair plays such an important part. And there's that well-being and that good feel factor. And even from the point of view, since the idea of us now wearing masks, and especially for the female, is that they're wearing these masks a half the third their face is covered up. They're seeing only a third of themselves, and a big part of that is the hair is now even compensated more of how they look at themselves. And we even found that with people when they're coming to the salon and the way that you're styling their hair, you might be cutting their hair slightly different, opening up their face a bit more. And what you're doing is when they look in the mirror, I would say the emphasis on focus and hair has increased by 40% on the well-being and the feel-good factor of people.
Now, the day before Donegal went into lockdown, your doors were open until midnight. What was the atmosphere like?
It was like Christmas Eve. Like, we know that we understand, you know, the seriousness of the situation that we're in, but the energy was just absolutely beautiful from a hairdressing perspective. And, you know, we had our team in here, our staff. You know, for a salon that was closing up, you know, they were so happy. It was so busy. And we had people in. It was so sociable. And it was just beautiful. You know, we started at 8 o'clock that morning. We worked through to 12 o'clock at night. And from 8 to 12 that night, the energy was electric. It was a bar without the drink. You know, that's the level of communication. And it was beautiful. We really had a lovely, I know it might sound a bit odd, but we had such a lovely day on a finishing up day.
Now, you know, when they decided that hairdressers could not remain open during this level 5, Were you disappointed? Because I've heard many hairdressing owners say, look, we did everything we were asked to do. We had our screens, we had a mask protocol, we had all our PPE and all the rest of it. We didn't think we were any kind of centres of infection.
Listen, it was extremely disappointing. You know, we went beyond and above the call of duty as an industry. The industry really came together and was highly recognised, that, you know, from that point of view, from the public. Anything that you're reading in the media or anything like that, there is almost an essence of, you know, where people are saying, you know, I wonder should the salons have really have closed. I would have loved to have stayed open. I think that there was no indications coming from salons that we had any situations around COVID. And most, 99% of salons were really putting their shoulder to the wheel. They wanted it to work. The thing is about hairdressers, we're kind of strange beings. We're very creative. We're very sociable. And we just love that interaction. And, you know, it was a natural drive within us that we wanted to prove ourselves and show, listen, we're taking this very serious. It really worked out to the point of where the praise that we were receiving, even from the public and from different areas. You know, I people come into the salon from different areas of the medical industry, and were even commenting, complimenting the way that we were doing the salon. So, listen, as what it is, it was disappointing, but at the end of the day, we all have to play our part together, and we have to accept and go with the guidelines.
Now, we've another 5 weeks of lockdown to go. I presume there are people already thinking, I've got to get it. I know my hair will be a mess, so I've got to get it done. How are your bookings for early December?
Well, it's just absolute bananas, Pat. So, as to be honest with you, we're just chocker here. What we did is the last time is we contacted customers, getting them rebooked. So, what we did is we opened up our online bookings, and December is nearly full already. We have a few appointments left, but it's nearly full to the rafters. So, it's going to be working 12-hour days, 7 days a week for the full month of December once we get the nod and the green light to go ahead. And it's going to leave us of really putting our shoulder to the wheel to make sure that we get everybody in. But between there and now, you'll find that lots of people will just be touching up their hair at home, just keeping it fresh and just keeping that maintenance themselves until they get back to the salon. But it is going to be a crazy month if we get the nod to open again in the green light.
But then there are some very special clients with very special needs, and you're running an essential service during the lockdown, for example, for people undergoing chemotherapy.
Yeah, besides our hairdressing element within the business, you know, as a salon, for the last 20 years, we do wigs and hair pieces for cancer patients and for people who are having chemotherapy. So thank God I've been... the HSE have indicated me that I'm okay to still see people who are having chemotherapy, because, you know, whatever about from a fashion point of view, our hair and making us feel good on an everyday basis, most certainly for people who are having chemotherapy and with hair loss, and especially even during this time, it's just viably important. So I'm keeping going with that there. It's slightly working differently. And the last lockdown, it was, you know, you were doing consultations through car windows and stuff. People didn't want to get out. And then we moved to online, where we were doing consultations through Facebook around the hair loss and around people having chemotherapy. So it worked well. We've adjusted to suit it, but we have a small clinic and we can still bring people in. But people are very apprehensive, which is understandable when they're having treatment. So thank God that we're able to do our consultations through FaceTime and stuff like that there. But, you know, we still have to bring them in. I had a lady actually in yesterday, and she was losing her hair. And we had to fit her wig and we had to shave her hair off, you know. And I'll tell you, when you do that, Pat, and you walk away, it fairly puts manners on you. So it does, and makes you understand the value of the importance of things in life, you know.
Well, on that note, Patrick, thank you very much for talking to us once again. That's Patrick Gilday, Irish hairdressing icon from the award-winning salon Patrick Gilday in Letterkenny.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Matter Private. Trusted experts in orthopaedic, spine, eye, cancer, and cardiology.
This is News Talk.